I think, you know, it's a matter of culture and opinions. And I think it works with your culture. This is the first time that I come to a World Cup, you know, with alcoholic banner. And I think it's a good, you know, a good thing because first of all, there's no problems by not drinking a lot of alcohol.
I think it does hinder certain fan bases. Obviously, the English are renowned for being, you know, pretty passionately drunk. The Aussies, especially last night, you could tell they were missing their VBs. So obviously, it hinders for certain nations, but overall, the experience is experiencing a great game of football. So at the end of the day, alcohol or not, you should be here to enjoy the soccer.
Disappointed, because before we came, the arrangements were that it was going to be allowed at the stadiums. But listen, you've got to go with what the rules are in different countries. So we're happy just to abide and respect people's cultures. And we don't really need the alcohol to enjoy ourselves, but it's a nice social thing to have.
It doesn't affect anything here in the Qatar World Cup, and even the vibes, it's still people, they are cheering for any matches, for any country.